Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now let's go out to the River Islands guest line. As we said a few minutes ago, we always enjoy it when this man comes on. We feel smarter. We feel sort of like we feel like all our questions got answered. Let's do it again. Our favorite capologist out there, Bobby Marks, ESPN, right here on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great, man. You know what I want to ask you first? You probably heard this. Shams recently said on the McAfee show, this is about to be the craziest offseason of all time. Do you agree, and what does that look like?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, every offseason is different. I mean, I don't know if you could compare it to 2019. That was the Kawhi offseason here. I think a lot of that comes from, and I do agree, I think there could be a lot of activity from a trade standpoint. I think there's probably two big reasons. One, the lack of money that teams have this offseason to go out and sign free agents. You know, really, Brooklyn's the only team out there that has significant money. Certainly, two, I'm probably going to give you three. I said two. Two is that it's not a good free agent class at all. When you look at a lot of guys likely returning back to their own homes. And then the third thing probably is just there's just so much parity in this league right now. When you look at certainly the two teams in the NBA Finals, Oklahoma City's been the best team all year, and then you certainly see what Indiana's been able to do, and we don't know what will happen in Boston or Milwaukee or some of these other places. So I think you see teams out there seeing an opportunity to try to get themselves better, and the way to do that is probably have to be in a trade.
Are the new rules that the league has put out over the last couple of years, are they going to start suppressing salaries to the point where some of these free agents you talked about are going to have to take less than what they would have gotten a few years ago?
Well, I mean, we're kind of in a logjam right now. It's going to get better, you know, because as the salary cap grows, so do these apron rules, and so do the luxury tax threshold, and of course, the salary cap. I mean, it's, you know, next year we're projecting probably half of the teams we'll have cap space to go out and sign players. This year we have one. It's just that we're just kind of in a traffic jam right now of contracts here. But as you guys have seen, that really the way of building rosters is a lot different than in, you know, 2016 when they signed Kevin to that contract, or when Brooke went out and got him and Kyrie in 2019. It's really trades in the draft is the kind of the way to go about building some of these rosters.
Bobby, I'm sure this will not surprise you. Our audience is really thinking a lot about Jonathan Kuminga and how this is all going to play out this offseason. So first and foremost, you've already mentioned it once, Brooklyn's the only team with that kind of cap space. But if they don't want to just sign him outright to an offer sheet as a restricted free agent, are there other teams that through some sort of a sign and trade you think will be interested in bringing him in?
I think so. I mean, but that would require the cooperation of Golden State if that's what the path they want to go down, because it would probably, you know, could require them taking back salary, and you're not going to take back salary of players that you don't want. I think the sign and trade is interesting just because there's no restriction from the Warriors standpoint. It doesn't hard cap them because it's the acquiring team. But Kuminga would have to sign for, it has to be for a minimum of 3 years, the contract. So he's got to make sure that it's the right number for him and team that's acquiring him. Golden State's got to be careful from an apron level. They do have some flexibility there. So, yeah, I mean, I think you're looking at probably three scenarios, him re-signing with you, him signing an offer sheet, which it's hard for me to see Brooklyn going out and putting a big number down on him. Because the one thing you don't want to do is get stuck with the contract if that's not the player you want. And then, as you guys have mentioned, kind of the sign and trade option, which, yeah, listen, he'll have a market of teams interested in that. I think it's just a matter of the Warriors' cooperation to go out and do something like that.
I mean, you mentioned big number. What is that number? What are you expecting him to get?
It's interesting. You know, players are now slotted. At the day and age of signing a player to a $30 million North contract is long gone. If you're not considering him as your top three player, is he a $20 to $25 million guy? Is he a guy that would want to just do a 1 year deal and then go into free agency? But that would certainly require that the cooperation of Golden State. You basically would have to sign with the Warriors here. And then basically put a player option for next year. It's challenging. Teams are hesitant. You know, Brooklyn would be hesitant to sign him to an offer sheet because your money gets tied up too. There's such an interesting body of work because, as you guys saw towards the tail end of the playoffs, he was really good. He doesn't fit with every team here. So I do think he's probably in that 20 to 25. I don't think he's a $30 million player. I don't. Maybe he is 2 years from now, but right now I don't see that.
And if it is a sign and trade with Kuminga, the Warriors can only accept half the salary back. Is that right?
Yeah, that's another. Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm giving you all these complicated rules and stuff. Yeah, so there's an interesting provision in the CBA. It's called base year compensation. It really only applies in sign and trades here. So I'm actually writing about the Warriors right now. It's one of the most interesting teams for the offseason. And in there, I put in there, if Kuminga signed for, example, let's say he signed for a $30 million contract there, that 50% of that is used as far as outgoing salary. So $15 million counts as outgoing salary and $30 million counts as incoming for the acquiring team. So it might look like a $30 million player that maybe you're getting back, but technically it wouldn't work under the rules.
Bobby Marks, ESPN with us. You're writing about the Warriors. Let's hear some names. Like who might be accessible to them to improve this team?
Listen, everyone's going to want to talk about Giannis and, certainly probably Kevin again, some of the bigger names here. I never want to rule out things. I see it extremely difficult, even though you do have four first round picks to trade, even though you have pick swaps in the next 7 years, I just think it's extremely difficult to go out and get Giannis if you're in Golden State, if that's the guy that you want, unless you're going to trade Butler or Green. I do think and even if they did want to trade Draymond, I think it's, how does he fit in Milwaukee here? So I think the bigger salaries are become a challenge here just because you've got 85% of your salary tied up in those three guys and the other six are making 30. So it does become a challenge as far as going out if you're trying to go out and do another blockbuster type deal.
Well, beyond the big ticket items then, assuming that a Kuminga sign and trade doesn't net you a $15 million player, mm-hmm. what sort of aisle, so to speak, will the Warriors be shopping? Obviously not top shelf. Hopefully not bottom shelf. What shelf, Bobby? What can Warrior fans look to as far as a possible acquisition?
Well, I mean, it all depends on Kuminga. I mean, it really comes down to he basically controls free agency in Golden State because if they sign him to a contract and bring him back, then that's really it as far as what they can do in the offseason as far as they might have won their smaller exceptions and everything here. I think it's, and then you look at the rest of the roster and it's like, okay, is it Hield? Is it Brandon? Is it some of those other players? Guys not making that much money. I think it will be interesting to probably pay attention to as far as what happens. Teams looking to shed salary. Certainly Boston is a team that we'll circle as far as what happens with the Celtics here. Some of these other higher, Orlando's another team that's got pretty high cost, moving forward.
Bobby Marks, ESPN, with us. I'm wondering about the names that are floating around right now in terms of how available they actually are. We don't need to go through like tons of them, but the Naz Reid and Cam Johnson and Michael Porter Jr. and Trey Murphy. Like, are these guys actually on the move this offseason, and can the Warriors get involved there?
Well, Naz Reid's got a player option. So if he declines his option, he could become a free agent. I don't see having a big enough exception to go out and sign him outright to a contract. Michael Porter Jr. makes $38 million. When you look at the math, how do you get to that number? Unless you're including Green in the deal. I don't see Trey Murphy. I think there's probably more pressing issues they need to figure out in New Orleans besides trying to find a new home for Trey, certainly coming into the first year of that contract here. So, yeah, there's four different tiers as far as where you look at this offseason. I think Golden State's probably in that tier two, but the tier two teams are, there's 16 or 17 other ones as far as the flexibility they have to go out and do that. And I said it, when you have 85% of your roster comprised of three players and salary, it makes it a little bit more challenging despite having draft picks to go out and trade for players.
You mentioned Boston and Jason Tatum likely gone for the year with the Achilles. Who do you think that might shake free from that? I'm looking at the number right now, $227 million already on the books for next year.
I think certainly Kristaps Porzingis, who's got an expiring contract he's going in the last year. We'll see what happens with a player like Drew Holiday will be interesting. I think for Boston, they have to be careful just because, Jason Tatum is eventually going to come back. And you've got him under contract for, this is year one of that Supermax. So you do want to still be good when that time comes. And you don't need to go out and just all of a sudden have a fire sale with your roster. You still need to, have enough of quality talent around him to try to compete for a championship. But I would certainly probably circle the expiring contract of Porzingis.
Bobby, let's go back to Giannis for a second. In league circles, you feel like you've got any idea what he's looking for?
No, because he hasn't met with Milwaukee. He hasn't told Milwaukee what he's looking for. He hasn't told them that he wants to be traded or he wants to return, and this is what he wants the roster to look like. I think if he was in that position and he did ask out, I think you would, for himself, and from a competitive standpoint, I would try to stay away from the Western Conference. I would try to stay east as much as I can. Now, who would that team be? Would it be Toronto or...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of the, would it be, I don't see New York, I don't see Boston, I don't see Brooklyn. It's kind of a, Miami's challenging as far as what they can do. The teams in the Western Conference have more to offer. But I think from a competitive standpoint, I think if you were him, you would prefer to stay, stay in the East.
Now, your previous Giannis answer, you sort of insinuated, well, the Warriors would have a hard time doing this unless you were going to give up Butler or Green. And I could feel all of our listeners go, that's fine. We'll they're like absolutely fine to give up Butler or Green. What are the challenges associated with that? And wrap this into it. Steve Kerr was recently sort of quoted as saying, you don't give up all of your picks and pick swaps when your star is 37. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think the biggest challenge is, what does Milwaukee want? You know, it's interesting. Like, we can talk about what all these offer, but it does come down to what Milwaukee would want in the trade. We don't know that. We don't know if we'll ever know that, as far as, you know, draft picks or young players or controllable contracts. And you know, when you have a generational player, a top three player on your roster under contract for the next 3 years, you're going to look out for the most, you know, possible. The playoffs have shown that depth matters in this league. Having 8 or 9 good players matters in this league. You know, Mike Dunleavy made a smart comment, basically, like, you never want to be stuck, right? You never want to be stuck when you basically have traded everything and you get 15 games in, you're like, what else can we do to improve the roster here? And that's the challenge when you try to go out and make another big trade.
You look at other teams that might be looking to move big names, and I'm thinking about Phoenix and Kevin Durant. What's your anticipation for how they're going to solve their mess with having three highly paid guys in that stratosphere?
I would think that, you know, just looking at through the tea leaves, that, you know, certainly Durant, they're going to get a new coach. It's probably going to be one of these young assistant coaches. He's in the last year of his contract. If you want to try to reset that roster somehow, it's likely going to be a Durant trade here. Certainly, I think the price is less than what Giannis potentially could be here. But as I said, he's still a guy making $54 million, and whoever's acquiring him probably needs to know if he's on the roster for more than 1 year.
Bobby Marks, ESPN. So, Bobby, if it feels kind of, and it sounds like you're saying this, it feels not only unlikely, but a little pie in the sky to be talking about these big names with Golden State. What kind of a move could they make? And who might be sort of attainable?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think it's probably going to have to be in a trade, just because it's the free agent group, unless you're, you know, and certainly if you're going bargain shopping, some of the bigger names, the Miles Turner of the world, the Nikhil Alexander Walker, the Ty Jerome, those type players, at least the two backups that I just mentioned, Alexander Walker and Jerome, are not available to you if Jonathan Kuminga comes back. So as I said, like, we kind of go back through, you know, Malik Beasley, you know, if you're looking for shooting, if you're looking for, you know, if you're trying to go out and get a wing in free agency here, the free agent, as I said, Kuminga dictates as far as what you have to spend in free agency. And until you get that resolved, you're kind of in a holding pattern.
Interesting stuff. Bobby, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Bobby Marks, ESPN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.